Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. She's staying late, up late at night to be with us. She's a volunteer, as is everyone here at USA Prepares, and I want to thank you, Gwyneth, for doing that. You mentioned mortar and pestle, and I want to spell this for those of you who have not seen these words before. Mortar, M-O-R-T-A-R. That's one part. And pestle, P-E-S-T-L-E, is the other part. These things have been known to be used for 37,000 years. There's nothing new about these. You can get them in lots of materials. So there's a bowl, and then there's a handheld part that's like the part that smashes what's in the bowl. And you can use these for lots of things. You can use these for cooking in the kitchen. You can grind pepper corns into very, very fine powder with these. So it's the kind of thing that if the police show up at your house and you've got one on your kitchen table, they're going to say, "Where'd you get that mortar and pestle, boy or girl?" Because they'll think drugs. But that's not what they're for. Therefore, all kinds of uses, grinding things into a small, fine powder. That's what they're for. And they are used in cooking and lots of things, as Gwyneth just mentioned. Gwyneth, can you describe your mortar and pestle, please?
My mortar and pestle is rather a small one. Okay. It would be maybe, maybe 4 inches across.
Mm-hmm.
5 inches across, maybe. That's the outside of the bowl. Okay. Mm-hmm. And my mortar and pestle is actually quite a rare one. You won't find very many that are made like mine, because my mortar and pestle is made out of 1,000-year-old olive wood. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
Really, really, really hard. Hand turned, okay, from the pruning of an olive tree. I forget where. I think somewhere in the Middle East, maybe Israel, maybe Syria or Damascus, that there's this olive farm that's there, and their olive trees are thousands and thousands and thousands of years old. But they need pruning. So sometimes, you know, all trees need pruning sometimes, especially fruit trees like olive trees. And so they get the prunings of these olive trees and they put them in a lathe and they turn them up and they turn them into bowls and platters, mortars and pestles, and various other implements. And so my mortar and pestle is made out of 1,000-year-old olive wood. And do you know something? If it got put somewhere where it was able to survive and stay dry and stay, somewhere where it's not going to rot,
mm-hmm.
then somebody could come around in 1,000 years' time and still 2,000, 3,000 years' time and still use that wooden mortar and pestle, which is made of olive wood, 1,000-year-old olive wood. How's that, Vincent? I'll bet you never heard of anything like that, have you?
Well, I know that they are made of granite, wood, marble, stone, ceramic, stainless steel, brass, glass, cast iron, plastic, you know, other metals,
yep,
and aluminum. However, the wood ones are absolutely exquisite looking. But here are a couple tips let's share a couple tips. So if you're considering buying one, you can buy one for $3 shipped and delivered from Asia on the internet, or you can spend more. Gwyneth, we never planned on talking about this, but I think we should. What would you look for in a mortar and pestle set? What things would you say, here are some criteria to consider, and here, don't do this? What would that be?
Okay. I would say that the mortar, that's the part that, does the hammering, it needs to have a curve on the bottom of it that fairly closely matches the curve on the bottom of the bowl, okay? So the curve on the bottom of the mortar and the curve on the bottom of the bowl need to be closely matched, because otherwise you're not going to get a good grinding surface, okay? I would say, my mortar and pestle is quite a small one, but I would say that within reason, the bigger the better. A larger mortar is going to take more muscle power to heave. You see extremely large mortars and pestles, especially in tribal regions of Africa, where the women still use these really, really enormous mortars and pestles, where the mortar might be 3 feet or 4 feet long. And, maybe, 5 inches wide. And the pestle is actually carved out of a tree stump that is still in the ground. That's how they do it in Africa. Now, I would say that's really, really good for, if you've got no other method of grinding up large quantities of grain, but that sort of mortar is going to take some sort of muscle power to heave. But these women are used to it. They've been doing it their whole lives. And, I would say that's a useful tool for them. I've also seen them on videos being used, similar mortars and pestles being used in South America, by the way, okay, by the South American Indian tribes there. Mortars and pestles are one of the most ancient tools. They go all the way back to the Stone Age. I don't know of any nation on earth that has not used some manner of mortar and pestle, Vincent. They're just universal, and they're great, But I would say that the other thing is, I would look for the durability of the material. Now, you might be able to get a $3 mortar and pestle from China, shipped to you from Amazon, but is that mortar and pestle still going to be around? Is it going to be something that you're going to be able to hand on to your children and grandchildren? Because my mortar and pestle will be. I'll be able to, hand that on to my children. They'll be able to pass it on to their children down through the centuries, because it's very well made in the first place. It didn't cost it didn't cost $3 off of Amazon. It cost, I forget the exact price, but it was somewhere between $60 and $80 from a local retailer, from an actual shop in Bendigo. That shop is now shut, unfortunately, but this particular shop used to sell a lot of preparedness-type items. Including these olive wood cutting boards, mortar and pestles, etc. Yeah, but you don't. Okay, this goes with anything. You don't treat it roughly. You don't drop it. Okay. A coating of oil, especially olive oil, does it really, really, really good. That's really, really beneficial for it. Just, you know, every now and again, just when you feel that you need to, you just get it and you get some olive oil and you rub it inside and out and you rub the mortar inside. You know, you rub the mortar all over and then you just set it up to dry. It's been treated with beeswax, so if you wanted to rub some beeswax on it as well, that would be pretty good. And normally what I would do, okay, normally I would have separate mortars and pestles for medicinal herbs and for cooking. But most of the medicinal herbs I have at the moment are actually not that toxic. And so, I've still got to get a second mortar and pestle. And given that most of my medicinals are not that toxic anyway, I'm currently using the same mortar and pestle for both medicines and food. But it's not ideal. I just make sure that I wash it thoroughly afterwards. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yes, and I've got a couple comments. They have, I'm on eBay right now, and I'm looking at mortars and pestles, and they've got really shallow ones, you know, more like a soup bowl, which I don't think is a good idea, and they've got really deep ones, and I don't think that's a good...
The bowl should be deep.
Yeah.
The bowl should be quite deep.
And on the bottom of the surface of the bowl, if you want to call it that, it should have a non-slippery surface, not too slippery. So, for example, if you're trying to grind peppercorns and you have a glazed ceramic bowl, those peppercorns are going to race around, and it's going to be difficult to crush them. So the one I have is a very plain porcelain mortar and pestle, and the grinding surfaces are textured lightly. So it would have the finish of, let's say, not of a concrete wall, but just lightly, lightly textured so that if I'm grinding peppercorns, they aren't going to race around and be hard to find and catch.
Yeah.
So that's something important. And the weight of the, we'll call it the bowl, needs to be heavy enough so that you can hold it with your left hand if you're right-handed and grind with your right hand, because you're going to have to hold both pieces. And you don't want to slide, because it would be frustrating. So there, I see some that are on eBay, and they look like they are stamped stainless steel or machine-made stainless steel, you know, lightweight. And I don't think that's going to work so well. I think you really need a heavier material. So those,
mm-hmm.
and also the shaft of the mortar needs, they have these that would be like, almost like two eggs stuck together end to end, too short. You need one that's long enough so that your hand is not...
You need to be able to hold it in your hand.
Right.
Comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that
so
will
those
vary
are...
from person to person, because people's mm-hmm. hands are different sizes. And what I often do, because I watch a lot of, because I trained as a geographer and as an environmental type, I watch a lot of ethnographic type videos, and I watch how the native women do it. They hold it between their thighs. They hold, and they clamp the mortar between their thighs. Or sorry, they clamp the pestle between their thighs, and that's how they do it. And I say, well, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm. I use it on a table.
And
yeah. All right, we'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We took a detour and started talking about the mortar and pestle. And, class, if you're wondering what we're talking about, that would be, if you looked at the side view, that would be used a lot in pharmacies as their icon, the mortar and the pestle, and you might see the RX or prescription symbol with it. That's what we're talking about. And one thing I would not do is I would not buy an aluminum one. Whether the mortar or the pestle would be aluminum, I would not do that because you're going to be grinding with it and you will be eating aluminum no matter how you do it. So I would consider a wood one. I would consider a granite one. I would consider a porcelain one. But I would not consider one that had a slippery surface on the grinding area. If it's too slippery, it's not going to work too well. I mean, imagine you wanted to crush something like an aspirin, for example. I'm not suggesting you do this, but let's say you did want to do that. And you tried to crush that in the bottom of a soup bowl. It would slide a little bit. But if it was textured at the bottom, that aspirin would not race around the bowl. Okay, that's why you want one that is slightly textured. So you can spend very little, or you can spend a lot. I haven't experimented with granite, but I'm happy with the one I have, and I've had it for 55 years. So I think it's something you might want to consider for your preparedness kits, you know, because you may need to grind some herbs and make use of what's in nature. Seriously, those are my thoughts. Any other comments about the mortar and pestle?
would say that of all the preparedness items, this is one that's pretty well a must. And I lived through a number of years. I had a mortar and pestle when I was in Geraldton. It was, I think I had a marble one in Geraldton, but I wasn't able to pack it. It was too heavy, and I had to leave it. So I lived through a number of years without one. I really, really missed having a mortar and pestle. And I was absolutely delighted when I came across the one that I've got at the moment, the Olivewood one, in this particular shop. And, you know, I wouldn't be without one because they're so useful. Another thing I use my mortar and pestle for is I, you know, the shells from the chicken eggs, I grind them up with the mortar and pestle, and I feed them back to the chicken to make the chicken have strong shells on its eggs. And, you know, this is it. So it's just such a useful tool. And you can use it for making amazing pestos. You can use it for making all sorts of wonderful sauces, for crushing herbs and spices and all of this sort of thing, for cooking in the kitchen, as well as for making medicine. You know, this is, and you, I grow a lot of medicinal herbs here. Like I said, I was mentioning about the clary sage, and I didn't get time to mention the outcome of the clary sage, but his eye is just about healed. And this is just a day or two after pulling the grass seed out, and, you know, that's from having clary sage washes on his eye. And God has given us all the medicine that we need in the plants that grow. And if we learn what they are, if we learn how to prepare them and how to use them, we can really look after ourselves medicinally if we have a good knowledge of herbs, because for thousands of years, that was the only medicine that people had, was herbal medicine, and it's as good now as what it was before, you know. But a mortar and pestle is more or less an indispensable tool in preparing herbal medicine. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yes, absolutely. And so I looked up, while we were doing this, I looked up some of the recommendations. And the internet has come up with the same recommendations that you and I have. You know, the bowl must be sturdy enough, heavy enough, so it's easy to hold on to. The pestle, the mortar itself has to be shaped, you know, to match. You have to have matching surfaces, and you have to be able to clean it. So we all agree. So there you go. We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is now underway with its first impeachment hearing. Democratic panel chairman Gerald Nadler says,
President Trump did not merely seek to benefit from foreign interference in our elections. He directly and explicitly invited foreign interference in our elections. He used the powers of his office to try to make it happen. He sent his agents to make clear that this is what he wanted and demanded. He was willing to compromise our security and his office for personal political gain.
U.S. private sector job growth continuing to decline, it appears. It's reached a six-month low in November, according to the ADP National Employment Report. Just 67,000 new jobs created last month. That's less than half of what the experts had forecast. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, tomorrow it's Ricky Rocket, and then on Friday, Nurse Tracy's going to be with us. And for hour number one, hour number two, it'll be some tips that I've put together over the years, you know, preparedness, survival tips, the way we do things at the Fennelly Farm. Gwyneth's with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I was thinking about as things get tougher, and I absolutely positively believe that they will. And we are so addicted to electricity that even you, living off-grid, will feel some of the effects of a grid down situation, because you won't be able to buy pretty much anything that you want to buy. So you're going to be locked in, as we are, to trading. So I'm thinking, how does this play out? So in your world, in Australia, in our world, in the United States, people are going to want things that we have. They may want some meat from our cows. They may want some eggs from your chickens. And so you can be really nice and say, you know, listen, I've got 12 eggs and you can have them all. I just won't eat anymore. Or you can say, I'll tell you what would you like to exchange for 2 eggs? What would you like to exchange? Or I could say, well, you want some beef and we have some. We were able to preserve it. We have made some beef jerky and that'll keep for a while. What would you like to trade for that? And that's where the problem comes in. Because I have a feeling that the people who are going to want what you have, Gwyneth, and want what people like we have, I guess the word is put back, what are we going to trade for? What are they going to have that we want? And I think the list is going to be really short and thin. What do you think?
I think that these people that I'm seeing walking around, they don't have anything to offer.
Right.
You know, I'm talking about the Blue Haired Brigade. Mm-hmm. They can't give me anything that I haven't got already. I would like to sort of segue here into a topic I emailed you about earlier, and that was how to get information now.
Sure.
That maybe I'm aware that the other team's listening. Okay. So I'm going to be really, really careful with how I word this. And I'm pretty sure you've got a good idea of where I'm going right now, because I emailed you earlier about this topic. There is a part of the internet that is not regulated and not really monitored, okay, where there is a lot of information that is tremendously useful that is not available on Google, okay. That network is called the Tor network, T-O-R network, okay, and it's the dark side of the internet. And at the bottom of that rat hole is every disgusting thing that you could imagine and a lot of stuff that you wouldn't want to imagine. But there's also a lot of stuff on there. By the way, I am assuming that people who are listening to this broadcast, I am not advising you to go there to the Tor network, okay? All that I'm saying is that it's there and there's a lot of really, really useful information on it, okay? Useful information and useful products, okay? I am not advising that anyone should go and, access resources from the Tor network. I would not advise that because it's a place that's not for children, okay? But we are facing a collapse scenario, and in a collapse scenario, the rules change. And you have to be aware that the Tor network is there because in the future, it might be a place where you can get resources, okay? You may be able to access it, depending on your location, through dial-up internet. You might be able to do that, okay? You might be able to make connections and find information and resources that you need. And, it's something where, like I say, it's not a place for children, but let's take an example. Going from what we were just talking about, plants and herbs and medicine, okay? Let's say I had a particular plant growing on my land, okay? And I said, wow, gee, that's an interesting plant. I wonder what that's used for. So I would take a botanical sample of it. I would, maybe pull one up and bring it home, and I would go online. I would have a good guess at what sort of species it was and all the rest of it. And I would go online and I would try and look it up. And I might get information from Google or I might not, or my other favorite search engine. By the way, the whole of the Tor network, one of the major search engines that operates on the Tor network is DuckDuckGo. Fancy that, Vincent. Amazing, isn't it? That is one of the major search engines that they use. And it's built on the back of Mozilla Firefox. So basically a bunch of coders got together, they got Mozilla Firefox, they got the people from Mozilla to work with them, and they modified Firefox to be much, much more functional, much more secure, and much less traceable than it otherwise would be. And that is basically the basis of the Tor network. And when you're on the Tor network, you basically cannot be traced, okay, if you set it up properly and if you behave yourself as you are supposed to on that network. And there are rules for behaving on that network. I'm not going to tell people what they are. You need to go and find that out for yourself. And you need to use your common sense. And I'm assuming that the people in the class are not children. I'm not your grandma, I'm not your mum, and I'm not your nanny, and I don't tell you what to do or don't do. But this is a thing that can be really, really useful. Because let's say I had a fungus growing on my land, and I wanted to look it up to see what its medicinal properties were. If it was a certain species of fungus, I might get flagged by Google. And I might attract attention that I really don't want, just for wanting to satisfy my scientific curiosity about what a particular fungus is for. And so if I found an unusual fungus, in previous times I probably would have gone to my favorite search engine or whatever it was to look it up. But these days I wouldn't do that. I would go on the Tor network to look up that particular fungus. For one thing, I would probably get more information about the properties of fungus XYZ. And for another thing, I would be able to get that information without being tracked. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Sure. Absolutely. And you know what you're talking about, Gwyneth, is actually the way it should be. You should be able to search and look and read and learn without the fear of being tracked by big technical corporations and big government corporations, and even little government corporations, and people showing up at your door because, why were you looking that up, girl or boy? You know, what's with you? And the mortar and the pestle thing? That's proof now. That's proof that you've been doing something that we don't want you to do.
Yeah, that's basically how it is. And by the way, you know, I'm a scientist. I trained as a scientist. I'm interested in ethnobotany. Now, ethnobotany is simply the study of how indigenous tribes use plants, okay? It can cover everything from the use of fibers, basket weaving, you know, food plants. It can also cover how indigenous tribes use particular plants for ceremonial use, okay? And I'm interested in plants as medicine, and certain plants, they are immensely useful medicinally, but if you take them in the wrong way, they will kill you. And one very good example of that is digitalis, okay? Garden foxglove, digitalis officinale, okay? Now, digitalis is a highly, 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 highly toxic plant, and I would not recommend that anyone outside of a collapsed situation go making medicines out of digitalis. And if you are going to you know, prepare digitalis, you better have a special mortar and pestle, especially for the digitalis that you're preparing, okay, because it's really, really very, very toxic. But if you have somebody with heart problems and you have foxglove growing, then you'd better have a little supply of digitalis stored and dried correctly, because you could save somebody's life by giving them the appropriate dosage and medicine of digitalis. Okay? Now, outside of the medical system being functioning, this could be the difference between life and death for somebody that you know and love. But this information has disappeared off of Google. Google doesn't have this information anymore of how to use plants like digitalis because there was a United Nations, thing that was put out a few years ago and basically restricting and standardizing the use of all herbal medicine, you know. And like I say, I would not recommend at all using, I would say if somebody has that level of heart issues that they probably do need to be on the heart medications that the doctors give them. But if there's a systemic collapse and these heart medications go away, it's going to have to go back to the way things always were anyway. And if you've got somebody who's going to die unless you give them the digitalis medicine, yes, you risk killing them with the digitalis medicine, but they might die anyway if you don't try it. Okay? That is the level that we're working at. Does that make sense, Vincent? So
absolutely.
In that case, it's worth a try.
Yes.
So that's basic. But that information is on the Tor network, but it's more or less disappeared off the regular internet. And there's a whole cadre of this type of information, really, really useful survival type information, that is still on the dark web, that is not on the regular internet anymore. And some of this information could be the difference between life and death for particular people out there in the class. So, and they have to be aware where they can get this information.
All right. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just went to eBay and I typed in Encyclopedia of Healing Remedies, comma, Shuley, as in Norm Shuley. And for $4.85, you can buy a copy. You can buy a hard copy or a paperback. It's an encyclopedia. I suggest if you're only going to buy one book in your life, this is what you should consider in the area of healing remedies. Have you seen this encyclopedia, Gwyneth?
I haven't seen that one. I would love to have it. I think I might order it at some stage. I used to have a book in Geraldton, which was immensely useful. I'm into books. I'm into actual physical books. And this book was called The Herb Book, and the author was John Lust, L-U-S-T. And that had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of herbs and their medicinal uses, their culinary uses, and how to prepare them. And that is one book I really miss. But I think that I would also like Dr. Norman Shealy's book, because he's a great guy. He's absolutely amazing. And, you know, he's another fellow. He has many, many lifetimes of experience on this earth of being a medical doctor. And when you've got somebody like that in a particular field that has had multiple lifetimes of experience in a certain area, they're just a wellspring of resources. And if you have somebody like that in your life who's a personal friend, you are the most blessed, you're the most fortunate, lucky person on the face of God's earth. You really are. And I feel very fortunate to call Dr. Shealy my friend, and also Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and yourself, and so many other people that, you know, that are just available, and that we can, you know, we can get in touch with them and just ask them. Now, the reason why I was talking about the Tor Network is it might give people an edge in survival in what's to come. And, you know, that's the reason why. For instance, there is a YouTube channel out there, and it's called the Slingshot Channel. okay? And I would not, you know, you can access the Slingshot channel on regular internet, but these days I probably wouldn't. But it has, he does on his channel, he does all sorts of amazing things with projectile firing devices that he builds himself at home. He has a workshop, okay? And he builds these projectile firing devices, and many of them are simply marvelous with his ingenuity. And, you know, but that's the sort of thing in my country that is, you know, maybe frowned upon. And I've got no intention of building any of these machines that he builds, but it's just very interesting to watch, you know, of how he does it. And he follows all the laws, and I always he advises that everybody always follow the laws and their location, and I advise the same thing. But it is really interesting to watch the ingenuity of human beings hard at work, Vincent. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and one of our instructors is Dr. McCarrick, and he is the founder of the company and the designer of the sling bow that you hear advertised right here on USA Prepares.
I've made mine out of a piece of PVC conduit. It's possible to do that. And if you look up on YouTube, they will describe to you how to make a sling bow out of a piece of PVC conduit for just a few dollars. So there's this sort of information that is out there that is tremendously useful, okay? And, yeah, the sling bow is an absolutely marvelous weapon. I like it. Yeah.
And you can use it for fishing and hunting and, you know, just having some fun. But, you know, it's primitive. It's been around for a long time. As a matter of fact, when I was in elementary school, I made a slingshot out of a heavy coat hanger, a couple heavy elastic bands, and I made the pouch out of felt, you know, maybe, I would say, 1/8 inch thick felt, punched 2 holes in it. And it worked great. And I'd use it around the backyard and, you know, plink with it. Use it for target practice. I don't know. Maybe today that kind of a thing is frowned upon, but oh well. So it's important that you have lots of skills and learn what you can and get hard copies of things as quickly as you can, because it seems like the hard copies are being replaced with, oh, the cloud. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us today.
God bless you and have a good week.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.